not quite a nightmare, but the complexity is there. We're talking about interoperability and portability within the cloud. Secondly, it's there, but it's going to cost you. We're talking about IT skills. And finally, it's not trivial, but there is a game. Coming up next on Cloud Chronicle. Hi, this is Andy McCaskey from SDR News. I want to welcome you to this edition of Cloud Chronicle. I've got Ophir Nachmani with me here as well, and we're going to jump right into it. And Ophir, you said that a nightmare is a little bit of an overstatement, but this business of interoperability is something that's pretty important.
Yes, it's very serious. You know, there is a change in what's going on right now. Although Amazon, of course, is dominating the market with its 70%. You know, this is kind of a mantra from my side. Every session, we're talking about Amazon as the leader, and it will stay like that for at least, I assume, a year or so. But there is a fast evolution of the other. You know, serious players in the market, Microsoft and Google and HP and Citrix with their OpenStack Summit, you know, a week ago. And there is a very respectable thought leader, Reuven Cohen, who is in the market for a long time, had a great post about that on Forbes this week. He's talking about interoperability and portability as a hitting subjects in the cloud today. And let's just explain what it is. You know, portability, we're talking about moving between clouds, right? And doing it automatically. This is, you know, the notion of what people thinking about. Thinking when you need more security, you push this workload to this vendor. If you need more availability, then you have a cross cloud architecture. This is about portability. And we're talking about interoperability is the option to run your stack, your application, your online service on multiple cloud platforms seamlessly. So basically, you know, your developers that are developing your online services are not dependent on the cloud platform. So this is about interoperability and portability.
How much of that is under the control of the coder? For example, in file dependencies.
So basically, we're talking about the developer needs to find the right configuration of code and file dependencies to allow the application to execute successfully across a variety of cloud platform. Coding to the API or using the API is an important player when entering, you know, the implementation phase. And this is bring us to a discussion about the need for standards. So, just imagine that people need to get a hold of the simple thing of what will be, for example, the best fit a virtual machine in Azure to replace or to take place of AWS, extra large, or some other size of a machine. So there is a lack of standards. I think that the notions of there is the compute side and the storage side and there is the network side. It's all aligned between the several infrastructure as a service offering today, but when you go into the next level of details, then there is a lack of standards, what makes the interoperability very challenging. Moreover, we're talking about the interoperability or distributed systems are already challenge a great complexity. And the architect needs to overcome this complexity with more and great ideas and algorithms, and with interoperability and the option to move from cloud to cloud seamlessly and automatically. This creates an additional level of complexity.
It sounds like the complexity of the topic overall would lend itself to a dedicated session, and I guess that's one of the reasons that you guys are talking about a webinar. Will it focus solely on this interoperability topic?
So yes, we are working, very hard on running a webinar with Mr. Joe Weinman. Joe Weinman is the he wrote about cloudonomics. He actually had the idea of cloudonomics, cloud and economics together, and he has a lot of a lot of background, academic background and experience, talking about how you manage your cloud workload in a very complex environment. And in 2 weeks from now, on the 16th of this month of May, people will join a webinar one-on-one with Patrick. I hope Patrick, you're getting ready for that. And Patrick will interview Joe, and they will drill down into these specific, issues like the hybrid cloud, the public cloud, the private cloud, why to move from cloud to cloud, what are the considerations for that matter, and we'll drill down more into the interoperability issue.
Well, it sounds like a very interesting topic and an event, and of course we'll be covering that here in some capacity on SDR News. Shifting topics just a little bit, we're relating to the skill set that IT departments need to have in order to effectively use the cloud, and turns out that's a bit of a problem.
I heard people that says that it will take the enterprise to adopt it 10 years. I personally, when I'm writing my thoughts, my own opinion, I think I'll be talking about a few years, 3 to 5 years to have complete adoption, or at least 80% of data centers will be cloudy, and they will have the features of cloud, per use, and when you need that, and meets a capacity, meets demand, etc. So about the skills, when you go into new technology, you have a lack of skills. And here it's a very severe, because the traditional IT guys, they are not developers. They know how to operate server room, and how to work with these physical resources. But when you go to the cloud, you basically become developers. So this takes me to a very interesting announcement that came from Amazon this week, that they going into a certification process. So Amazon offer cloud certifications, and they actually do it for several roles. So they're talking about solution architect and the sysops administrator and the developer. So there are three roles here. The one that actually designing distributed application systems on the Amazon Cloud Platform. There's the sysops administrator, there's the technical individual that is responsible for the operational health and the ongoing, maintenance of this environment. The developer who design and build this Amazon-based, AWS-based application. So these three can go in through a certification process that is running by Amazon Cloud. Like, in the past, oh, in the past, IBM, VMware, and Cisco, all of these companies already, understand that, years ago, and they are running their own certification process. And today, in a CV of this IT guy, you will find that he's a VMware certified professional. So it's not a new thing in the in this industry, but it's a new thing when you go to the cloud. And it's really interesting to see that coming from Amazon side. Another hint that Amazon is going very, very fast.
Yeah, in fact, I think the folks at GigOm said that it's the sign that Amazon has grown up. And I guess that's a good way to summarize things. So.
Yeah.
With that in mind, a lot of Amazon knowledge or AWS knowledge would be very beneficial, and you've come up with kind of a fun way to make that happen, to build your skills.
Yep, absolutely. So as part of my role in UVM as the community manager, we actually did a great partnership with a very small startups from Italy. The name is Cloud Academy, and they are delivering trivia for cloud. So we sponsored a trivia for Amazon Cloud. And we're talking about 650 questions with four answers per question, coming from getting started questions all the way, you know, to advanced and expert questions. And actually, you can go in, you know, and play and test your knowledge, and you get your own, you know, rank. Very fun, very interesting. It's the gamification, you know, gamification value that is brought into this arena. So basically, even community members are, you know, have the option, are exposed to this a trivia game, and they are playing, and you know, we actually can see a great, interesting facts from that point. That saying yes, there is a lack of information, there is a lack of knowledge, although there are a real experts that's working for with Amazon specifically for the next 4 or 5 years. We will very soon release the same thing also for Microsoft Azure. And you know, the ones that hear us right now are welcome to go into Nuvum.com, and they will see their banners and clicks and links, and they can click on that, and they will be forwarded to this trivia game and just, you know, play and enjoy.
You know, I think last fall I took a gamification course, and I thought that it was very, very interesting to see how companies are able to apply this gamification technology. So I assume that you've got levels and badges and challenges and all the parts that games normally have.
Yes, exactly. You know, and we are going and we're coming to the point where we are going to announce, you know, a weekly winner. I don't know what you will win right now. You know, maybe an iPad.
Well, I tell you what, the one game that I've started playing has succeeded to get me to the gym each morning. And so, you know, the gamification is a really cool way to build your skills and to accomplish some desirable things. What are you planning here for next week, and when will we have the details on the seminar?
Okay, so for next week, I think that we want to warm up discussion across, you know, and moving workloads from your public cloud to your private cloud and back, and you know, creating the hybrid cloud environment. Is it really the future, like most of the analysts and most of the technologists said today, that the hybrid cloud will win? Maybe the public cloud will win eventually, like Amazon saying there is no private cloud. This is what they announced on the last reInvent last year in Vegas. So so we will drill into details on that specific matters. And of course, we'll bring the latest hot news from the industry as every week.
Okay. Well, it certainly sounds like a lot of fun. Thanks for joining me here today. And we look forward to seeing you next time on Cloud Chronicle.
Thank you very much.